couple of the locals. That was the thing about Callum. He was easy, with absolutely everyone. Whoever he was talking to, no matter who they were, their background, their age, he had this way of sounding interested. It's what made him such a good teacher and such a good dad. Fergus envied his brother's enduring patience. Callum was listening to old Stewie Jameson berating the latest goings-on in the news, putting the world to rights. Ah, how things would be if he ran the show. It was part of the job, listening to the regulars, the old boys who staked their territory at the bar and refused to move, no matter how busy it got in the pub. Always sitting in the same place, on the same bar stools, drinking the same brand of bitter. Even in winter, when the place was sunk into sad hibernation and waves from the North Sea smashed relentlessly against the sand, hurling their beige foam high over the roofs of the seafront hotels, when the promenade was no longer peopled with ice cream holding holidaymakers. Even then, in those dark, tradeless months, regulars like Stewie religiously came and sat at the bar, downing their pints in perfectly timed rhythm, to the tune of sparse, empty chat. Yes, Stewie and his like were the pub's bread and butter out of season, and could never be taken for granted. Fergus nodded at Callum and headed out to the beer garden. Where the hell was this barmaid? He knew it was a mistake taking her on. The girl, Kate something or other, had come to him last week when he was particularly busy. The daughter of a mate, looking for a holiday job and apparently a bit lively, but weren't they all these days? Fancied herself as a bit of an actress, but didn't they all these days? Fergus reckoned actresses were probably good with people, good at chatting to the likes of Wheezy Ron and Jackie Legg. And she'd had this smile. And before he knew it, there he was, saying, "Okay, come in on Saturday at 6, let's see how it goes." And looking at his watch, it was now 6:35, so it wasn't going well at all. He started clearing crisp packet debris from one of the tables. A group of kids who'd made the mess whooped and cheered as Fergus deftly collected 5-pint glasses in each practiced hand. One of the crowd, enthusiastic with drink, drained his whiskey chaser and brought the tumbler down too hard, smashing it to pieces and eliciting more cheers and whoops. "Hey, you can cut that out right now, do you hear?" Fergus took the glasses back to the bar. "Have a word with that lot, will you, cow? They're doing my nutting, it's only 6:30. He handed him a dustpan and brush. "And where the hell is this girl?" Heading outside to the rowdy crowd, Callum wondered again why Fergus had ever wanted a pub. He hated the hours, hated the customers, and didn't even like a drink. He started clearing up the broken glass. "Take it easy now, lads. My brother's in a strop tonight and it's me that'll get it in the neck." "Aye, cheers, cow." Callum's gentle giant demeanour was always a calming force. Friends joked that he should have worked for the UN. His quiet confidence and lovely, ugly rugby player soul made those around him feel safe. He never lost his temper, and yet no one would ever want to get on the wrong side of him. His rugby days long gone, Callum's body still bore the war wounds from years of playing on weather-beaten pitches, taking hit after hit in the scrum, battered by thousands of tackles, bashed, cut, bruised and scarred. He'd never been an oil painting in the traditional sense, but what made him so attractive was the fact that he didn't know he was, his features now more rugged than the Scottish coastline he'd grown up on. And, as Denise at the club often liked to say, no matter how old he got, Callum McGregor would never lose his sexy as fuck factor. "Look, boys, it's magic," a voice came from behind them, an alien Welsh accent amidst the cacophony of Scottish. "Daddy's got a pan and brush in his hands, and he's actually using it." Callum beamed as he turned to see Belinda, his heavily pregnant, tenaciously blooming 36-year-old wife, holding the hands of his two little sons, Ben and Corey. "Hey, watch it, you."
"Daddy, we're going to the beach."
Callum leant down and tickled Ben, making him squeal with delight.
"Wish I was."
He kissed Belinda softly on the cheek.
"You okay?"
"Oh, you know, so-so. Car's out front."
She handed him the keys.
"You sure you're all right walking back?"
Belinda rubbed her tummy.
"Yeah,
the exercise will do me good. Might jog this one into getting a move on. Don't reckon I can take another 4 weeks of this."
"Good curry, that's what you need. No more